This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers, the Skype username as well, here in moments. Also, you can join us online any old time you want to at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
James,
and Rich Paul.
And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. There's a lot in the news to talk about here tonight, and one of the stories that I've been wanting to discuss, just haven't gotten to, that we've been following the Silk Road case very closely here over the last few years. It started back in 2011. They got busted by the federal government in 2013, October of 2013.
Ooh.
And Ross Ulbricht was the man that they targeted. The Silk Road is what, Rich? How would you describe to the uninitiated what the Silk Road was, because it's gone now?
The Silk Road was a website. It was kind of the Amazon.com of the underworld. You could buy a great many things on there that were outside of the white market. I think they had a few limitations. They wouldn't carry kiddie porn, and they wouldn't carry poison.
No weapons.
And weapons, right. Really.
They had a site that was called the Armory for a little while as an experimental site to, you know, actually have weapons for sale, but have it separate from the site that had a bunch of drugs on it. And it just never really panned out. It was too difficult to ship weapons parts, because you wouldn't want to ship an entire gun. So the idea was you'd have to ship parts of the gun, and then someone would have to put the gun together. That would be the safest way to do it, as opposed to just throwing a gun in a box and, you know, crossing your fingers and hoping some sort of scan doesn't pick it up.
Well, it's basically the lower receiver that you would have to. That's the part that has the serial number on it, and that is considered to be the gun when the gun is disassembled. So most of the parts you can buy freely, but for like an AR-15, the lower receiver is the thing that you have to get.
It's legal to buy.
That can be easily recognized by X-ray. So
right. Well, it's not
like
illegal
drugs
to sell lower receivers, right? There are people who sell, and I'm no expert, so please correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I don't believe you have to be licensed to sell just the, like, 80% receiver. So, like, somebody can finish it with some milling or whatever.
I think it's 85% is what I've always heard.
Yeah, so that's a lower receiver that's 85% done.
Okay.
It is illegal to sell a completed lower receiver. It's the 85% is, I guess, the line at which something goes from being
a piece of metal to a gun.
Yeah, a piece of metal to being actually an imperfect lower receiver,
right,
instead of just a hunk of metal.
So anyway, they discontinued the Armory. It just didn't have enough product on it for it to make it worth their while, I suppose. And I remember I logged in there once, because it's completely legal to log into these underground websites and just look around. So I was curious to see what was on there, and there was like somebody selling a knife and a handgun, and really there wasn't much else. I mean, it was literally less than a handful of items.
Is placing an order in one of these markets, even for an illegal thing, I guess that would be solicitation, because buying drugs isn't actually illegal. It's
really
just illegal to have them once you've bought them and to sell them once you have them.
That's an interesting point. I guess if you could be somehow proven to have been the sort of the instigator of interstate transmission of drugs, meaning that, you know, usually when you're talking about the Silk Road, you're talking about a product that's not coming from within your town. You're talking about a product that's probably coming from across state lines, so therefore it's interstate commerce, and I suspect that there may be some kind of drug conspiracy charge there.
Yeah, it would probably be conspiracy or solicitation they could charge you with.
Another thing about the Silk Road was it was just a marketplace, so it was matching buyers and sellers. Like, the Silk Road was not actually selling you the product.
That's true. They were taking a percentage off the top of every sale. So
it's very similar to eBay. That's right. How I would describe it.
And complete with user reviews for the sellers. Even though they were anonymous, the sellers could receive reviews, and so they could have good reputation.
Yes, they were like Amazon in that it was more like Amazon stores, where there were individual vendors there, whereas eBay is more a user thing. It's pretty loose in terms of who can sell there. And as I understand it, the Silk Road was much tighter, and you had to buy a seat there. And,
yep, that was one of their tricks, I think, is you had to buy a spot to be in the marketplace.
To be a seller, you mean?
That's right. So it really cut down on fraud.
Sort of like a flea market. You got to pay to have a table at the flea market, for instance.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's a lot to say about the Silk Road. As I said, we've been following it for years here on Free Talk Live. They took the site down. The feds found it somehow. We still don't know how they found it, because the Silk Road and its similar sites that are basically copying what the Silk Road did, there are a bunch of those now. They're operating on the dark net, as it's called, which is kind of the scary name for Tor, which is the Onion router. It's an anonymizing system for internet traffic. And so you can run these sort of secret websites that don't exist on the full internet. You have to have the Tor browser, for instance, to access these things. And so they took the site down. They arrested Ross Ulbricht. They charged him with all manner of different conspiracies, conspiracy to commit money laundering, conspiracy to sell drugs, conspiracy to computer hack. Those were some of them. There was also the Pablo Escobar charge, the drug vendor.
Kingpin.
Thank you. Kingpin charge. They hit him with that, too. And now he's spending his life in prison as a result of that. He's appealing his case, which is good. But the news I wanted to share tonight was about one of the corrupt federal agents who was supposed to go to prison because of the corruption surrounding Ross Ulbricht's case. Now, one of the things that happened here were there were two federal agents. One was DEA. Another was Secret Service. And these guys are now, well, one of them's already in prison, I believe, and the other was supposed to report to prison. The Secret Service guy was supposed to report to prison. These guys are going to prison because they stole the money that the federal government took from the Silk Road. And there were other things that they did as well. The DEA agent, for instance, his name was Karl Marx Force the Fourth. He was actually selling information to the Silk Road's operator, Dread Pirate Roberts, who is supposed to be Ross Ulbricht, selling him insider information about the site being investigated by the FBI or the DEA, things like that. So there's a lot of corruption behind the scenes here. And two of these guys had pleaded guilty. The DEA agent, the Secret Service agent, had pleaded guilty to felony corruption charges. Mm. And one of them was supposed to be turning himself into jail, but instead he's been rearrested, according to Wired.com, for trying to flee the United States just when the Silk Road saga of dirty money and double dealing seemed to be winding down. One of the federal agents who investigated the site has added an audacious footnote. What looks to be a brazen attempt to flee the United States after he was convicted and sentenced to prison for corruption in his handling of the case. Former Secret Service agent Sean Bridges was rearrested Thursday of last week. This is a couple weeks old at this point. Just one day before he was scheduled to turn himself in at a Baltimore prison to begin serving a 71-month prison sentence. Bridges pleaded guilty in October to charges of money laundering and obstruction of justice and was released on bail. He confessed that as part of the team investigating the Silk Road, he had secretly stolen around $800,000 worth of bitcoins from the site and then placed them in his own account. Federal agents seized hundreds of thousands of dollars in his possession, and he was sentenced to pay back another $500,000 in restitution. But despite his guilty plea, Bridges may have planned to escape his prison sentence and leave the country, potentially taking more of his hidden wealth with him. According to a filing from prosecutors in the Northern District of California, the agents who arrested Bridges found he'd packed his passport, a cell phone, documents related to his wife's application for citizenship in another country, and corporate records for at least three offshore entities in Belize, Nevis, and, I'm always having a hard time with this one, Mauritius, M-A-U-R-I-T-I-U-S. I should
Mauritanius?
We'll check it. 855-453. So more about the federal agent who was supposed to go to prison for 71 months, who then tried to escape from the United States on the day before he was supposed to turn himself in the continuing saga of the Silk Road.
He should be pureed.
855-453, 855-450-3733. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard the commercial for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free, packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free. The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
James,
and Rich Paul.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. Also, you can go and get yourself a can't-lose Valentine's Day gift. I don't think you can lose with Sherry's Berries. You go to berries.com to place your order now in time for Valentine's Day for your loved one or more than one. And you can do that at berries.com. Get some freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness and topped with chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and decorative swizzle. It's a great gift, and they start at just $19.99. But if you really want your hero status, you can double the berries for just $10 more. Go to berries.com, click the microphone, type in code FTL. That way they know that we sent you. And you go to, again, berries.com, use code FTL. And not only do they have delicious chocolate-covered strawberries, but they have also so many other different treats there. So for whatever reason, if you feel like your loved one won't like chocolate-covered strawberries, then there are plenty of other things to choose from. But I think this is a sure thing. It's an amazing gift. They're really delicious. They bring the best strawberries to the table. Like, they get the, you know, top shelf, A-plus quality, best strawberries, and then they top it with some awesome gourmet chocolates. Go to berries.com, click the mic, use code FTL.
How many berries was that for $20?
For $20, well, it's $20, you get half a dozen, and then you double the order for $10 more. And then you got to throw in shipping charges as well, because they have to keep these things cold as they ship them to you. So it's, you know, you're going to spend a few bucks on your lover, and it's a nice way to do it. Berries.com, code FTL after you click the mic. Let's go to TJ. He's on the line via Skype. We're talking about the Silk Road and the former Secret Service agent who stole $800,000 worth of bitcoins from the site while he was supposed to be an investigator. They caught him, and then he tried to run out of the United States one day before he was supposed to report to prison for a 71-month sentence on which he pled guilty to. So, TJ, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, I am just shocked. Shock, shock. The U.S. Marshals actually caught him before he managed to flee. So normally they will let the person flee, and then they realize that, hey, the guy didn't show up, and then they'll have to search the world trying to hunt him down. Mm-hmm. So what he's actually guilty of is called a UFAC, unlawful flight to avoid confinement. So once you've been convicted, it's illegal to actually try and run.
Right.
So he's going to earn himself a few more years in federal prison. But that's normally what he was doing is called filing a Colombian appeal. So if you're a Colombian and you just happen to escape to Colombia, they will not extradite you. Hmm. And so it's usually a lot more effective and cheaper than the U.S. appeal system, which can take years and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Will Colombia not extradite you if you are not a Colombian?
This is a very interesting question about law. There was a case where a guy who was a native Colombian, and he was also a U.S. citizen, he entered Colombia, but he entered Colombia on a U.S. passport. So the guy who was seeking extradition for murder here in the United States actually said, can you extradite him because the law would consider him a U.S. citizen there. And that's the delightful thing about the law. You can usually do whatever the hell you want. You just need to justify it using some ridiculous thing. There's a law in there to justify whatever you want to do. So, for example, if you wanted to sell, you asked earlier, is it illegal to sell a mobile receiver, a firearm, over the internet? And the answer is, if it's not against state law, the federal law says you have to have a federal firearms license if you're doing it as a business. Well, then you get to the question, what is a business?
Yeah.
The ATF will let you know at gunpoint if you are a business. So
the idea is you find out by waiting till the ATF comes to...
Oh yeah. Like, you can't, like, they're like, James can speak as an accountant. The IRS is the same way. What is allowed? Well, the IRS, if you call and ask them, they usually don't know. And then later, if you rely on their advice, you're still responsible and will be punished if they later decide that, no, we gave you the wrong advice.
That's true. And a lot of times they give the wrong advice. I know years ago, I don't know what the latest numbers are on this, but I remember we talked about this years ago on Free Talk Live, where the IRS, I guess they tested themselves, or somebody tested the IRS, and they called with, like, the most basic questions. So the IRS publishes, like, the most frequently asked questions on their website or whatever, and so the people who were testing the IRS called them with the most frequently asked questions and got wrong answers, like, half the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the real thing that's interesting about this whole Silk Road case is that the Office of Professional Responsibility managed to catch somebody who is a crooked. Normally, crooked cops don't get caught. You have to really screw up. If you're on the inside and a crooked cop, you have to really screw up for yourself to be caught. Normally, corruption like this just completely goes over the head of Internal Affairs. So I'm really – what really needs to be said here, it's amazing that Karl Marchforst and Seth – what's his name – actually got caught. That's the real news story.
Yeah, Sean Bridges, the former Secret Service agent.
Sean Bridges, yeah, not Seth.
And I don't know – I feel like I've heard that Marchforst is actually already in prison. I could be wrong about that. In this case,
yeah.
Sean Bridges was supposed to turn himself in and was busted the day beforehand with basically all the stuff he needed to get out of the country at that point. Federal agents, let's see here, despite his guilty plea, again, he had his passport, cell phone, documents related to his life.
No, you're not allowed to, if you're out on federal probation or parole, you're not allowed to have a U.S. passport or any passport bearing your name. That's part of your conditions of parole.
They found MacBook with its serial number scratched off and bulletproof vests, at least one of which prosecutors believe Bridges stole from the Secret Service. Exactly.
So, hold on. Theft of government property. We have money laundering, which is the ubiquitous catch-all. And you can't commit a crime, really, without committing money laundering, because pretty much all crime involves money or a bank or a money order or something. And it's like mail fraud is the same way. It's hard to commit a crime without using the mail to do it. So it's kind of funny, like the law. They'll make bank robbery illegal, but then they'll also make it illegal to flee the scene of a bank robbery. They'll make it an extra charge to wear a mask, a ski mask during a bank robbery. They'll make it illegal to use a car to flee the scene of a bank robbery. So you can take what should be just one charge, bank robbery or theft, mm-hmm. and they'll make it four separate charges. And that way, when they want to armbar you down into a plea bargain, they'll say, hey, we'll drop the charge of fleeing the scene of a bank robbery, money right. laundering, during a ski mask during a bank robbery, if you just plead guilty to bank robbery.
Exactly what the collection of evidence adds up to isn't clear, but prosecutors argue it shows Bridges didn't plan to report to prison as promised. Their filing notes say
you
that
think?
It should be noted this was not the sum of the evidence that the agents recovered. Rather, the government is only including facts here that it believes are relevant to the defendant's risk of flight. The arrest, which was first noted by the Baltimore Sun on Friday, comes as the corruption in the Silk Road investigation receives new scrutiny. Last month, as we reported here on Free Talk Live, the defense team for Ross Ulbricht did file its lengthy appeal brief. Their arguments focused in part on the two corrupt agents who had been part of the Silk Road investigation, Bridges and drug enforcement agent Karl Marchforst IV, who was convicted of selling information to Ulbricht and attempting to extort cash from him. Although it should be clarified, Karl Marchforst was convicted of selling information to Dread Pirate Roberts. It is not necessarily true that the Dread Pirate Roberts that Karl Marchforst was selling information to was, in point of fact, Ross Ulbricht. We don't know that that is the case, and Ross's story is still that it wasn't him, that he was away from the site. He had left the helm of the Silk Road during the time when this federal agent was extorting the person who had taken over the role of Dread Pirate Roberts running the website. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. TJ, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Your thoughts on this are welcome or anything.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, You can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop! Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll-free. We're giving you Silk Road case updates, specifically not exactly the case of Ross Ulbricht, but an important case that is related to Ross's case, and that is the case of the Silk Road investigator, one of the Secret Service agents, who was supposed to turn himself into prison on a 71-month sentence on which he had pled guilty to some corruption charges due to the fact that he stole $800,000 worth of Bitcoin from the federal government, who was then, of course, they were stealing it from the Silk Road. But the feds don't like it when their own agents take money off the top and they find out about it. So this guy actually attempted to leave the United States, and that's what we're telling you about right now. Also, Rich, I did check on the pronunciation of the country in question.
Mauritius.
And it was Mauritius, basically.
Mauritius.
Mauritius.
Mauritius. So, in fact, I remember looking that one up, and I think it's actually one of the more developed African nations, if I'm recalling correctly. So it looked like a really interesting place. Yeah. Anyway.
Now, one interesting thing I think about the Silk Road was I don't think Ross was even allowed to mention these corrupt agents during his trial.
That's correct.
No, he wasn't.
Which, you know, to me should cast reasonable, you know, doubt on all the evidence that they gathered.
Like, which is why they wouldn't let him, right?
Yeah, I talked to TJ during the break, and he said that this guy's testimony was absolutely vital to convicting Ross. And, you know, this is somebody who threatened to plant evidence.
And well, just to clarify, this is the Secret Service agent who was found guilty of stealing Bitcoin. I don't know if he was involved in the portion of Karl Marc Forst. So you got two guys here. There was the DEA agent Karl Marc Forst and then Secret Service agent Sean Bridges. It was Sean Bridges who stole like $800,000. Karl Marc Forst was the one convicted of attempting to extort cash from the site operator of the Silk Road. Now, okay. Marc Forst might have also stolen some money as well. I don't recall that detail. Just to make sure we're clear on who's who. Both pled guilty. Both are supposed to go to prison.
And were they working in cahoots?
I don't recall that.
See, I would, as Ross's defense attorney, I would have argued that, you know, you have to assume they were working on in cahoots, because what are the chances of having two separate corrupt? You know, the government isn't going to want to admit to the chances of having two separate pieces of corruption on a single case, I think.
The defense had been told of the sealed charges against Four, so Ross's attorney knew about the charges. But they couldn't talk about it in court. They were told about the charges against Marc Forst, which is the DEA agent, in order to keep them under wraps for fear of upsetting the ongoing corruption investigation. Ulbricht's attorneys wrote they had never been told of the accusations against Agent Bridges until Ulbricht had been convicted. So they only knew of one of the two. Mm-hmm. And then after the trial, they found out about the second one. And that is one of those two factors are two major points of the appeal paperwork that is
filed. That's not just a major point in the appeal. If it turns out that the prosecutor had exculpatory information, that's information tending to cast doubt on the state's case, and failed to turn that exculpatory information mm-hmm. over to the defense, that's prosecutorial misconduct. It's
and
not
that would be
only
a mistrial, right?
It's not only an excellent way to get your verdict overturned, but it also, depending on how egregious it is, it can be a criminal act for the prosecutor to do that, and it can also result in his being disbarred. So people should be pushing, even if we can't get Ross overthrown. There should be a jihad started against this prosecutor, and he needs to lose his job.
After the charges against him were unsealed, Agent Bridges confessed to using the account of an arrested Silk Road administrator, Curtis Clark Green. Remember that name. We're going to come back to him. To secretly steal hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of Bitcoin from the site. At the time, Ulbricht allegedly believed that Green had stolen money and paid Marc Forst as an undercover agent posing as a drug dealer on the Silk Road to have him murdered. Now, again, there's no proof that that was actually Ulbricht. It was Dread Pirate Roberts who allegedly paid to have one of his former associates murdered. And so we don't know if it was actually Ross who did that. Anyway, the DEA then faked Green's death, sending spoofed photos of his body to the site administrator of the Silk Road. Green was released on bail and then sentenced to time served just last week for his part in the Silk Road drug dealing conspiracy. Bridges received less clemency from the judge in his case, and if it's found that he was attempting to escape his sentence, his new sentence will no doubt be harsher. So can't say it could have happened to a less deserving individual.
Yeah, escape is actually, at least on the state level, a separate criminal offense that you can be charged with also if you're attempting to flee.
Or maybe a more deserving individual. Anyway, he deserved it. I like to see bad things happen to corrupt cops because these guys are the worst of the worst.
It's true.
So there's that story. And then in other Silk Road-related news, they did mention that Curtis Green, who was an administrator of the Silk Road, and remember, Ross Ulbricht was sentenced to life in prison for his role in the Silk Road. He did admit to being, in his trial, he admitted to being the creator of the website, this underground marketplace where you could buy whatever drugs you pretty much wanted to, or fake IDs, or hacking tools, or other interesting sort of black market things. There were some legal items that were on there as well, but for the most part, it was things that were illegal in many jurisdictions of the world. But according to deep.web.com, Curtis Green, the former employee, was sentenced to time served, which was 2 days and 4 years worth of, or excuse me, he was sentenced to time served officer. And then on top of that, 2 days and 4 years worth of supervised release by a U.S. district judge in Baltimore. He pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute and possess with intent to distribute cocaine. Green was doing the customer support of the infamous Silk Road Marketplace, along with working as a moderator on the harm reduction portion of the Silk Road. He was using usernames of Chronic Pain and Flush at the time. For a long time, Green was thought to be dead since he was the Silk Road employee who was implicated in an elaborate and fake murder-for-hire scheme that was created in part by a corrupt DEA agent. When asked, Green said this statement regarding his involvement with the Silk Road, quote, "I got involved in the Silk Road because I was interested in Bitcoin, and Silk Road was the biggest marketplace for Bitcoin. I also had an interest in harm reduction related to drug use." So he got involved because he wanted to help people. Is the short version of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what harm reduction is about. It's educating people on how to use drugs as safely as possible so they can survive the experience and find help if they feel like they're getting addicted and things like that.
Yeah, I think this guy was a former paramedic, if I remember correctly. And one of the things he would do is he'd offer people advice on how to, you know, safely use these substances. And I think one of his... His username was Chronic Pain.
That's right.
I think one of the things that kind of disappointed him about the system was, you know, it's hard to get pain medicine through the system.
Through the channels, right.
So, you know, he was working within a system that's pretty crappy, so he was just sidestepping it. He's working for the Silk Road.
Despite the fact that Green was only a moderator of the site. He wasn't even accused of selling drugs. He was just an administrator. A heavily armed SWAT team and DEA agents had raided his house and arrested him in January of 2013. Ross Ulbricht, the administrator of the Silk Road, who is now serving a life sentence, quickly learned that one of his staff members had been arrested, suspected that Green would help the authorities, and then allegedly contacted one of his trusted drug dealer contacts and asked him to kill Green for the sum of $40,000. Now remember, they're saying it was Ulbricht, but I don't think they have proof of that. They know that it was someone with the name Dread Pirate Roberts. But that doesn't mean that it was Ross Ulbricht. Shortly thereafter, Nob, who was the undercover DEA agent, sent the former Silk Road admin photos of Green covered in Campbell's chicken and Star's soup and a victim of an apparent asphyxiation, proving the murder had been carried out successfully. What Ulbricht did not know at the time was that Nob was not a drug dealer. He was Karl Markforce IV, the corrupt DEA agent who had arrested Mr. Green.
Similar. Of course, being a DEA agent doesn't preclude being a drug dealer. I'm sure
That's
there
correct.
Are plenty who are both.
Similar to Ulbricht's crowdfunding campaign, Green had launched one to fight dirty federal agents. However, it was pretty unsuccessful since only $25 was donated of the $50,000 goal, so the whole project was canceled. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, and you can share your thoughts. What's the latest on ketamine? Apparently, it may have been the most significant advance in mental health.
This is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number for you, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The internet was meant to be used anonymously, if you want, and without oversight. But many governments and companies are thriving off the lack of privacy that you have on the internet today. ProXPN can give you that privacy back. They're a virtual private network that encrypts your data right from your computer or mobile device. And ProXPN offers OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption, with apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever, and with more servers being added all the time, ProXPN works hard to give you greater speed and security compared to other VPNs. If you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin, and if you use the code FTL50, you'll get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your annual account. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to proxpn.com now, use code FTL50, and take back the privacy that is your right. We were talking about the latest in the Silk Road corruption investigations, specifically the fact that one of their investigators who was convicted of being a corrupt agent for the Secret Service has now been rearrested as he tried to escape the country one day before he was supposed to turn himself into prison. You're certainly welcome to comment on that. By the way, the Silk Road administrator, the guy who's going now, who's spending his life in prison, sadly, because of it, Ross Ulbricht, his mother is going to be one of the speakers at the upcoming Liberty Forum event, and we'll tell you more about that here in moments.
You know what's so crazy to me is the judge did not set bail to Ross Ulbricht because he was a flight risk, so he couldn't get bail.
But the cop did.
Yeah, of course the cop gets bail, and of course he tries to make a break for it. So to me it's funny, like,
you know, it just shows how absurd it is. Like, and he had what he needed to make a break for it, too, right? Like, he still had some money socked away somewhere from the money that he stole from the website.
Like, if anyone else had been charged with these charges, their butt would be in jail, no bail. I'm, like, 100% sure of that. But, you know, it's just, like, the classic thing. They gave him a pass, and it's a miracle that they even caught him, you know?
And they also gave a pass to the guy who assisted them after he got arrested, Curtis Green, the former employee of the Silk Road. It was Green, if you recall the details in the case, and again, we've been covering the Silk Road case for a long time here. Curtis Green was the first person to get popped who was an administrator of the Silk Road. So they busted him back in January of 2013. They didn't actually arrest Ross Ulbricht until later that year in October. And so what they did was Curtis Green gave his login information to the federal agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And then they used his account, masquerading as though they were him. So essentially the feds then had administrative level access to the Silk Road website and were able to get behind the scenes and use special admin tools that they otherwise wouldn't have had access to. So, and I don't recall the details of exactly how it was they zeroed in on this guy. It would be more interesting to hear his story.
So my understanding is he was trying to have, I think it was cocaine shipped to him and they intercepted it.
Oh, man. So it's just like a random chance thing?
Yeah, and it was like, I guess, a lot of cocaine, but they...
So they set him up for a bust.
They did one of those things where, my memory could be failing me, but I think they, you know, went to the door with, mm-hmm. like, an agent, and he signed for the package. And at that point, it's like, I guess if you ever order something illegal, you should never sign for it.
That's what I've heard, but I don't understand why that would actually create any kind of connection, any plausible. I think you still would have plausible deniability, because if someone sends you a package, doesn't mean you were expecting it.
That's true.
Like, I mean, I host a radio show. Sometimes we get stuff at the mailbox that we have here in town that we weren't expecting to get. No one told us, hey, we're going to send you this free book, you know, and then they send that there. And, of course, at the mailbox, usually the people who are running the mailbox store will sign for things for you, with a few exceptions. But, you know, if you send me a package at my home, how am I supposed to know? I didn't know necessarily you were even sending something, and I didn't necessarily know if you were sending something, what was in the package. So I have to wonder about that.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, but so anyway, he signed for it. They immediately, like, busted his door open, and I think he was logged in to the Silk Road as an administrator.
Okay.
So at that point, you know, they knew that they had something good.
Right, and that's how they got Ross as well. They caught him when he was logged into the site as well, and they got him before he could close the laptop and reinitiate his encryption at that point. So if they had all the evidence of him being logged in, then that would explain why he was screwed.
Yeah, I would say that I guess my limited technical advice to people doing something like this is you should, like, lock up the computer. You know, you should have it, like, off access because...
What do you mean? Lock it up. What do you mean?
Physically separate the computer, maybe just have the cables, and then if they raid you, you know, hopefully you should have, like, write a little script where it tries to shut down every 5 minutes, because they can do what's called a cold boot attack, where mm-hmm. they basically freeze your RAM, and then they'll have your code.
Okay.
They'll have your login password. So, but the longer you can prevent that, the better. Because as soon as the computer turns off, it starts to delete the RAM.
Hmm.
And, you know, one thing they can do, they can freeze it with, like, liquid nitrogen or whatever that that dusting stuff is, even dust spray. But
toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So you're welcome to comment on the Silk Road. For those that don't know, when it was taken down, more sites like it popped up. So just because the Silk Road doesn't exist in its original form today doesn't mean that drugs are no longer being sold on the Internet. There are countless, almost. There are many of these Silk Road imitating websites out there. Some are better than others, some more popular than others. But at this moment, as we are speaking to you, there are right now thousands of listings on just one of these competing websites. And if you combine all the sites together, you're talking about tens of thousands of listings of drugs that are for sale right now. And it's an amazing thing that's happened. And really, all the credit should go to Ross Ulbricht. He's the guy who created this. He created the Silk Road. He was the original programmer of it. So everyone who created a website that's like it, that's imitating it, has him to thank. And if you want to support Ross, you can go to freeross.org to do that. In fact, they have the mailing address. You can write to Ross. He actually wrote me something for Christmas time, which I shamefully haven't written him back, but time tends to pass very slowly in there, and so I'll get it back to him. And you can write to Ross, and I'm sure he'd appreciate hearing from you, even if he doesn't know you. It's just nice, Rich, you know this, having been inside a jail.
Oh, yeah, it makes a huge difference.
Just to get any mail makes a difference, and to get more than a little bit is really, really nice.
Yeah, not just for you either. If you're getting, like, I had mail coming from mail to jail, which is sadly gone now, and that resulted in my getting, like, for the first few weeks that I was in, 10 to 30 pieces of mail sometimes a day. And so
wow.
That changed the way that the guards and the other prisoners looked at me. Mm-hmm. Also, it caused them to take me more seriously as an activist because it showed that there were real people outside the walls who supported me.
Which is unusual.
You know, which is unusual. If you're in there for theft, you're not going to see that. If you're in there for...
If you're in there for any reason, most people, they don't come see you. I mean, most people on the outside are busy with their lives, and only if you're in there without being an activist, only their closest loved ones might come see you, right? Like your lover, your mother, and your brother are like the only people are going to come out and see you if you're in jail. But if you're an activist, you'll get a little bit more than that as far as visitation, and you'll get more as far as mail. That's for darn sure.
And, you know, Ross did an amazing thing with the Silk Road. He brought a lot of harm reduction to, you know, this black market.
Yeah, he did.
He did a lot more than the DEA has ever done.
I agree with that.
Reducing violence and making sure that people are getting the right product. Like, what are you going to do? Like, if you buy off the street and it's a crappy product, like, this is not what I ordered. You know,
you're
at least
screwed.
On the Silk Road, you can leave negative feedback and warn other people, like, this guy's a scam artist. So... Right. You know, he did such an amazing thing. Yeah.
The last thing that I bought off the dark web was MDMA, and I actually tested it after buying it, and it was completely pure MDMA, as far as I could tell.
This leads to another question: is it illegal, or that we were discussing before? Is it illegal to have purchased something from the dark net?
You're probably, by placing the order, you're probably soliciting them to commit a crime or conspiring with them to commit a crime, depending on how they would word that. So probably the problem is...
So you don't
know,
feel like you were risking something by making that admission?
No, because they can't prove where, they can't prove when, and they don't know if I'm lying.
That's good. That's a good point. It could be theater. Toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Some people buy their ketamine on the dark net markets, and apparently, according to the ScienceExplorer.com, ketamine has now led to the most significant advance in mental health in more than half a century.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.